Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over there at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. If you've heard this pod before, you know, bloody, we get around them. We love them.
Yes.
They love us. Award-winning.
Are they got a new product beer out? Unless it's a joke. I couldn't ascertain. I only looked at it fleetingly, but they put out a water. I think it might be bullshit. I don't know.
Maybe it's around April Fool's time. Mm. All the companies get involved in that.
Yeah.
I know you did.
It's cute, isn't it?
I haven't sold any tickets tonight. Help. I'm sad. And then I saw that was April 2nd. I go, it's just a cry for help.
I'm getting around. There's a little bit of that going around. Contagion of the whinge. First couple of days. Oof.
What they need to do is have a Heaps Normal and fucking relax. If you want a Heaps Normal, heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gulf.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's it going, mate?
Mate, good. Just sitting in your apartment here for the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
I didn't have time to chalk up a murder scene behind me on the wall here, so stuck with plain white.
Mate, you've done well. You're doing well.
Oh, yeah. Doing very well for myself.
Great apartment.
Not really.
All white, white carpet, white walls.
Lots of doors. Yeah. Doors upon doors.
You're in white at the minute, white linen, shirt and shorts, white boat shoes.
White deck shoes, yes. You can get them in white still. White sockets to go in there. Hidden so it looks like I'm barefoot, those ones. The salesman tuck, the trousers halfway up the leg, three-quarter pant.
Mm.
You got me.
Yep, that's you.
Yachting attire.
Melbourne Comedy Festival time. I know you're doing 42 shows, but you're away from the family, so it actually is making me jealous every night.
Yeah, it's fine. Already 9 or 10 in.
Yeah.
Fine. Already quarter done.
But when I got woken up at 4:30 this morning, on the first day of holidays, like I'm not meant to be waking up at that time. The 20-month-old decided to have an earache or some shit. Panadol didn't help, but a hot cross bun did. So I'm starting to think he's lying.
Yeah.
And he just wanted a hot cross bun early.
It's a chewing motion, like when you're coming down on a plane, you need some chewing gum sometimes.
Yeah.
Hot crossy sorts out your ears.
Well, I forgot yesterday, we're recording this on the Monday. I forgot yesterday was the worst day of the year to be a parent, and that is when daylight saving ends.
Oh. I quite enjoy it, actually. You get an extra hour of sleep.
Did you?
You don't tell the kids about it.
They just woke up an hour earlier.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 4:45. Dad, let's go outside. Okay, get the fuck. Pre-sun coming up. I'm happy to swear at him.
You should move to Queensland. Never have to deal with that. Got some other stuff to sort out, but never have to deal with that ever. Thanks, Joe.
Then I can send him to bed at 5:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Is the sun out, kids? No. Yeah. That means it's bedtime.
Close your eyes.
You having fun here so far in your first week of the festival?
It's all right. I've bitten off a lot and it's going to fucking be a punish. I can tell. But so far, so good. Not doing that many extra spots. Trying to behave myself, not staying out late.
Smart.
Come home.
No karaoke yet? No 3 a.m. No karaoke?
I'm going to wait till probably the third week for that.
So if you want to see Heggie, get in before the third week. Yeah. LukeHeggie.com. 42 shows.
Well,
I saw it the other night. Of course, unbelievable. Ripper show.
Oh, thanks, mate. On the topic of promos, Nick Cody and friends.
Mm.
Sorted out your friends list yet?
Third week. Yeah. I've added acquaintances. It's April 10th to 16th.
That'd be
the same place you are.
Yes.
Morris House.
Man, beautiful new room. their basement where your show's going to be.
Yeah.
That'd be a better name, Nick Cody and Acquaintances.
Mm.
That would have been
enemies.
More of an acquaintance, really. Yeah.
Just pick people I've argued with on Twitter. Pay them enough where they can't say no.
I've had a bit of that recently.
Like, that'd be funny. Oh, no, you're still copping it.
Well, not too. Oh, yeah, I mean, not. It's not like it's every minute or anything. I haven't done anything controversial, but I had a few walkouts.
Oh, yeah?
And when you get home,
not to, they've left not to get mark. A beer?
No. I mean, there is that, but no.
The bar is open.
It's the same point that you get them. It's pretty much the same.
The same joke?
Yeah.
If I could call it, is it when you say, I had to get a new thing because when beep ended?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't actually.
Wow.
It's around, you know, they start seething around about that point and then there's too much on afterwards. You know, this is getting worse. It's not getting better. We're out. We're leaving, honey. Get your keys. We're going.
I like that, though. They've made it to maybe the 40-minute mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is almost, to me, I have to stick it out.
Yeah. It's like a movie. I wouldn't walk out after three quarters of it.
I think the only one, I may have said it on here, the only one I've ever stopped was Vanilla Sky about 2 hours into the 2015.
Yeah.
I just thought, there's no way they're turning this around.
Is it rubbish?
It was shit house.
Was it The Cruiser?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah. I think I turned it off after the preview. Man, I met someone last night, actually, who was in my show afterwards, had a chat. And they were one time a production runner on television and advertising shows like I was. So we had some common ground to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Once, not that long ago, he worked on a Carlton a beer.
Dry.
Carlton Dry, sorry, mm-hmm. beer advertisement that won Nicholas J. It's Everything Must Go was on. And he had to be your hand model. Your hands were not suitable.
Oh, yeah. For the bit my nails.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, what was his name?
He
was
Miles.
Miles. He was a ripper bloke.
Yeah, he's a good fella.
Yeah.
He said, what's made his hands so fucked? I said, I don't know. He's never done a day's work in his life.
Man,
footy. I couldn't tell you.
Back in the crusher days, mate. And oh, I've done numerous days like of work.
Is that
just busted fingers, man.
Oh, righto.
Just broken fingers. And
it's not just holding your weight up by your fingers, like for the close-up shots that they tend to do on gridiron. You know, those.
Oh, the defensive linemen and offensive linemen.
Yeah, they just get a trembling hand or something. Yeah. Like, look how close our camera is to that. You can see the sweat rolling down his knuckles. That it's just all for show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Itsy bitsy spider shit.
No, it was from the other footy.
Incy wincy before the fuckheads get on there.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you break a lot of fingers in gridiron, do you?
Well, gridiron and footy, yeah, just from catching the ball and marking the ball.
Well,
yeah.
I used to play cricket. You can potentially break your finger until you learn how to catch and then you don't.
Yeah.
Hold your hands open, not closed.
Yeah, but the ball might come at you once in 2 days. That fucking boring game.
Bullshit.
Well, I think wherever you're playing, no one's hitting your side because I've seen wicketkeepers' fingers and that's a bad time.
Fucking cauliflower. Well, they need better gloves in their youth. That's their problem.
Ian Healy's hands.
Whoa. Yeah.
Better open a car wash. Well, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he just goes out with his fluffy fucking gross finger hands and starts washing a car. Instead of a sponge, he's just got his fingers.
Yeah, I think maybe he dangles on the roof of the auto wash.
Oh, yeah, they come through his fingers too.
It's just floppy hand does your windshield for you.
Oh, car wash. What a fucking post-career business.
Yeah. Hoppies. Hoppies car wash. I believe that's Ian Healy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hoppy. Is that his name?
Hoppy.
Heels.
I think it's him and a few others.
Oh, okay. Is he whack you on the ass on the way out? That was his classic move.
His signature. Was it?
Yeah, someone would take a catch. Or he'd take a catch, go up the bowl and just whack him on the ass. Have a grope.
Bit of fun.
Workplace harassment. Was a bit of fun before turn of the century and everything changed with Y2K. Mate, we'd better boot on. I don't know what time we're looking like here. But I don't know how long the episode is, but let's fucking do it. Stop looking at your phone.
No, sorry. Ian Healy, owner, Hoppy's Car Wash Group.
Yeah, righto.
Car wash chains owners, sporting identities, Ian Healy and Chris Johns.
Oh, yeah, Chris Johns. He was a Bronco.
Yeah.
New South Wales Bronco, though, so not a real one.
Oh, what do you mean? The fuck is that?
He played for New South Wales in the Stato. It was true when it was, you know, state against state, mate against mate. Him and Lazo put on the fucking cockroach jersey. Had to deal with that. Had to contend with that.
Now heaps of them do. Oh, and Haas is down there. And,
yeah.
All right. Let's dig in. By the way, live show in Perth, over two-thirds of the tickets sold. We're coming there May 13th, Oasis Comedy Club, Perth.
Yes.
Our first show there. You've snapped up the tickets. There's not many left. Get them, midflightbrawl.com, lukeheggie.com for your upcoming tour dates, Melbourne, Perth, Newcastle, Brizzy.
Sydney. Yes.
And that night, the day we're doing the Midflight Brawl, your show, Grot, is in Perth that night.
Yeah. May Big 13. Theatre, a lot of seats to fill. Get around both of them if you can.
Fuck yeah. LukeHeggie.com. Get into it. Enjoy the ep.
Righto, mate. This week, we're at episode 160. If you can believe that, Ooh. We made it. And this is Frontier Airlines, flight F9864. I know you love that. May 16, 2018.
Frontier. Grim airline.
Yeah. Denver to South Carolina.
Yeah, I think they're out of Denver, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I've flown one to Montana before. A little Frontier. And they they're like it's a low cost airline, but they never get rammed in with your Southwest and Spirit Airlines.
What do you mean in terms of reputation?
Yeah, they go under the radar a bit. I think Denver might be a bit more of a chilled airport to fly out from.
Wow, Denver, of course, it's the airport you and your Hocus Pocus mates keep banging on about, isn't it? Having an underground city and all that shit. That's Denver. Most of us are too busy to talk ourselves through the logistics of all that fucking bunkum. Thank goodness for stoners and simpletons. They do all the work, find the proof, so we don't have to.
The billionaires are all buying land in New Zealand, man, so they can build a bunker underneath for fucking World War.
Yeah. It's good impressive. Times. Very good. Destination today was Charleston, South Carolina.
Carolinas are back.
3 hours and 5 minutes this flight. Home to shrimp and grits, cornbread and frogmore stew. I remember when I went to the state, being really excited to try grits when I was in America. Well, pre-internet, I had no idea what they were. I think I was expecting like a potato scallop or some, you know, corn fritter or something. I was very disappointed. It's like a mushy polenta.
Yeah.
It's no good.
It's a boiled.
Literally gritty.
Boiled corn, isn't it? Boiled cornmeal.
It's gross.
Boiled cornmeal.
Yep. Mm. I don't know why I thought it sounded better, but I thought it would be better than that.
Yeah, need other stuff with it.
Imagine putting that forward as your dish, your state's pride and joy, grits, yuck. Also, Charleston, home to Frankie's Fun Park, a low-rent theme park with just close-to-the-ground stuff to limit the damage.
Low-rent, high accident?
They've got mini-golf, dodgems, batting cages, that sort of shit. But it's placid nature didn't stop there being a shooting there in 2015.
Where are the fucking real rides?
During a drug deal gone awry. Bloke got a cat popped in his ass, literally.
Oh, no.
Anyway, over on TripAdvisor, people seem to know what they're in for. Going to Frankie's Fun Park.
Yeah, I reckon.
Mini golf isn't challenging enough for some.
Oh. There would be people, like I know a bloke who's done, you know, every city he goes to will go and do escape rooms.
Really?
Those escape rooms?
It's a friend of yours?
No, someone I know.
Good. Okay.
And
an acquaintance.
There has to be the mini golf equivalent of that, because there's the golf equivalent. There has to be the mini golf equivalent.
What, dickheads going and playing golf everywhere they go?
Yeah, but there's got to be a mini golf version.
You think someone goes to mini golf everywhere they go?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. No, I have no doubt.
Your own personal putter. Putter's a putter, isn't it? Even professional golfers, they could just borrow each other's putters, couldn't they? Or they think they've got special ones.
They're made to size, aren't they?
I don't know. You still have to have that one up to your chin.
Oh, the mat.
Remember that? Remember that? Someone's trying to cheat by putting it on their chin or something.
No, it wasn't that just a really, wasn't that just an adult putter when you're a kid?
No, there was professionals with an extended stick
up
at the chin to make it more steady.
Putter extender?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's legal anymore in professional golf. I don't
care. Shaft extensions?
I don't recall seeing any snippets of people using them anymore. Reminded me of, you know, when backstrokers used to do a whole lap underwater, that sort of thing. Just really, there's no rule about it, so I'm doing it. Pretty good.
I love at the start of a swimming race. That's, it's pretty bad. It's like the first corner of F1. I just like watching how fucking far can one human go underwater before they actually have to start using their arms.
Yeah. The order changes a lot before everyone comes up.
Yeah.
Mate, Frontier Airlines, as you said, you've been on. I don't see myself getting on it. It's a result of a shitload of takeover and merger options, as is the norm for low-cost airlines in the US. No incidents to speak of while Frontier, but they did absorb a bunch of other airlines, including Mesa Airlines. Ooh. And a couple of interesting things happened there. It's like adopting a child, isn't it? Blank canvas? Don't think so. A few structural issues. Someone's already hijacked him. In 2008 on Mesa, February 13, the pilots of a GO with an exclamation mark, CRJ200. Don't really want exclamation marks in your model number of your plane, do you?
No, thanks.
I don't want it in a toy.
It was like, what was it, Wizz Air? Which airline had a bloody winky face on it?
Yeah.
No, no emojis, thanks. No, thank you.
No, nothing cute, please. The pilots fell asleep and overshot their destination airport by 26 nautical miles, 48 km, before air traffic control was able to make contact with the aircraft. And the incident...
That has to happen a lot.
Oh, maybe that's... Yeah, I think it happened a high profile somewhere in the US maybe 10-odd years ago. Might have been a Qantas or something. It was a big one. They were clearly asleep, went a couple of hundred miles too far.
Yeah, I reckon once a year it pops up in the news. But I've got a feeling, I think you've said before, you wouldn't be surprised if the pilots go, all right, you set your alarm, I'll set my alarm.
Yeah.
Quick kip.
Oh, for sure. You'll like this. The incident happened on the third consecutive day during which the pilots had been required to start duty at 5:40 a.m. The captain suffered from an undiagnosed severe sleep apnea.
Oh, there you go.
That is rife. Obviously, it's an age thing. I get ads for that all the time.
Oh, dear.
I just get ads pop up. It's not a weight and lifestyle choice. It's one time I shared a dorm room. I was on one of those army tours. I was in Afghanistan with the Red Gum blokes a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they're all 10 or 15 years older than me. It was like sleeping in a fucking piggery. But they couldn't find enough plugs to put in their machines. And it was unbelievable. I don't know how the wives do it.
There was a bloke a lot of them don't. There was a bloke I shared a room with on an Afghanistan trip who had one of those snores. And Robbo said he's going to give you a position away, even though it was on a massive base. But this bloke, it was health and lifestyle related, I believe.
Yeah. You believe?
Yeah.
You believed your eyes? Or was it something else?
Yeah. I believed my eyes.
Either way, though.
Surely not everyone. I know you're getting the ads for it, but that'd be just age-based. They're not looking at the rest of you thinking you'll need one of those.
I don't think so. I don't know. I'd say it's just age. You just start getting ads for shit. checking out a pilot before they get on a plane, though, that's always been of interest to me. I was in an airport recently. Chris Ryan and I were walking through the concourse. And we saw a pilot walking along the shopping strip toward a plane, and we didn't like his posture. So you see one carrying a sleep apnea machine, that's time for genuine fucking panic. Yeah, they used to be like Roger Ramjet looking, you know, good posture, big men. Oh, I trust this guy, like war era stuff, you know, comic book shit, but not anymore. Nerds, pasty.
I've spoken about it on here before years ago, catching a flight from LA to Vegas or something, got delayed by, you know, half an hour. And the pilot got on and said, I'm ex-Air Force. Don't worry, we can make up this time.
Yeah.
And the angle he took off at, if we'd landed on the moon, I wouldn't have been surprised. People are going, fucking hell, this guy.
Did you go up and sit on his lap? You're my hero.
It was, thank you, mister. I said that on the way out. But Jesus.
This pilot, though, this Mesa pilot, his snoring didn't manage to wake up the co-pilot. It was determined the probable cause of this incident was that the captain and first officer inadvertently falling asleep during the cruise phase of the flight. Contributing to the incident also was the flight crew's recent work schedules, which included several consecutive days of early morning start times. Three, from what I read. That's funny. I used to start work around that time for more than three mornings in a row, as you do. That yeah. may be why garbage doesn't get collected after a Wednesday or something. They're just asleep. What the fuck is that? I find going to bed before midnight key to success in staying awake during an early shift.
Fucking hell.
That and don't be inherently weak of mind to begin with. Do your fucking job.
If I was a pilot and my co-pilot had a mask like that, that they'd, I'd just call him Top Gun. Oh, Maverick.
I'd call them Goose and fucking kill them for not pulling their weight. Go to sleep on shift. What the fuck is that? Grow up. Toddlers. Anyway. Oh, mate, while we're down here, just because we will never be back to visit Mesa Airlines, it's defunct, there was another interesting bit of incompetence that nearly led to disaster. In 2001, in Roanoke, Virginia, a special airport, in inverted commas, not the special you're always talking about and having a lark. Special airport means it's just a bit tricky. I saw the blueprints, not easy. Anyway, night approach, not stabilised, decreased speed to a point of stalling.
Yeah,
the female first officer, yes, Nick, called it multiple times before giving up because the captain didn't respond to her call outs.
Oh.
Then an I told you so tail strike occurred.
How'd everyone go?
Well, plane taxied in and a post-flight inspect. No one hurt.
Oh.
Post-flight inspection of the landing gear didn't see any damage to the tail because it was dark. Incident wasn't reported to the company by either pilot. Sticking together, shut your mouth. Next morning, the ground crew did a slapdash job of the inspection and let it fly.
Fucking hell. This has got air crash investigations written all over it.
Yeah, got to Charlotte and the crew there said, what the fuck is this then? Previous day's pilot said, dunno, must have been a rough takeoff from the next crew, not us, like it's a fucking hire car. Must have happened after I gave it back. We've all done that. One time I got those RVs that you can used to be able to relocate them for $1?
Yeah.
I must have told you this.
Wow. You drove to Perth or something, or Brisbane.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To Melbourne?
I've done a few, actually. I've moved house in one. I got one from Melbourne to Sydney. It cost me $1. Now paying the fuel, and it was huge. Like, it was proper 3.5 metres high, I reckon. And I went under a railway bridge and I fucking hit it. Like I was coming up to it thinking, this is going to be real close. So I chucked out the anchors. I was going real slow. Then I heard a crunch just on that, on the roof.
Yeah.
So I had to get out and there was lots of traffic behind me.
I'd
tell them all to shoe back, reverse up. I didn't know Melbourne at all. Didn't even know where I was. That's why I was a bit lost going under.
Were you near the city?
Yeah.
It may have been the famous Montague Street Bridge in South Melbourne. It is on the news every second week.
Oh, right.
Someone's hitting this fucking thing. Oh, yeah. Well known.
Yeah. And I just backed it up and you couldn't see the damage unless you're 3.5 metres tall. I got to the other end. Any problems? Nah. None whatsoever. Give me my deposit back.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing. It's these pilots. The
you know what it gets you with that now? The owners of that for their Instagram account, hashtag van life, and they get their drone out, do a drone shot and go, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
Can't even scrape the roof of the caravan anymore because of
more
social
and more
media.
Dobbers on there, yeah. the pilot eventually copped to it. And I got to say, it can be hard for a first officer or any inferior to challenge your boss when you know they're wrong. And this has happened a bunch of times in planes. And let's not dance around it. in an industry like this, even harder for a young woman first officer to be heard challenging a superior in a male-dominated industry. In this case, though, the captain was also a woman, Nick. So,
oh!
Yeah.
What was she
obviously,
doing?
Obviously, they eventually turned on each other in the fallout. Got sacked.
Well, how many twists and turns in this story?
Oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Sackings all round, in fact. Ground crew, flight crew the next day. Don't come Monday, fellas and ladies. See you later. You're out.
Wow. Everyone
pretty
gone.
Pretty good. Anyway, mate.
I learned on air crash investigations, a bunch of countries in Asia, their captains had to be taught how to take advice from the co-pilots because there'd been a few crashes where the first officer was like, oh, you know what?
Their cultures don't really stand for insubordination.
Yeah.
Whereas most of us would start a sentence to a superior with oi dickhead. So
it's probably a middle ground, I reckon.
Yeah, there
we could all come to as a planet.
When it's life or death, oi dickhead's gonna do a better job, I think, than okay, sir. You can run us straight into the ground. Beg your pardon. Today, our hero is a man called Michael Allen Haag, 45 years old. Michael, travelling to South Carolina to visit an old girlfriend. Mm. Already sounds sus, doesn't it?
Yep. Very sus.
During the flight, he was drinking double vodka and tonics. I would say double vodkas with tonic, but that's how they say it. He ordered his first one.
Who's doing that?
Don't know.
Tonic and vodka.
Yeah. Grim, isn't it? Ordered his first one as soon as they took off. That's doubles like in 2018.
Yeah, that's all right. That's like having a fucking Jim Beam and Fanta. What's he doing?
Doubles. I would have thought they don't really, that'd be a go. But he was buying them. They're not included. Ka-ching.
Yeah.
So sell them when they're doubles. If it's free booze, can you just order doubles on a plane?
I don't think so. You can order two back-to-back pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. They make a big show of pouring them into each other like those fuckheads do in bars.
Coyote Ugly style.
Oh, I don't know what happens there.
You've never saw that at Coyote Ugly. It's a bar.
Obviously not. Like I know what it is, but no.
Yeah, well, that's – I went to the actual – what it was based on the other week with Sloss and Kai.
Yep.
But a lot of multiple bottles at once – tipped aggressively.
Oh, right. Oh, they're allowed to do that in the States, aren't they? Cocktail?
Free
store.
Pour. Get you every time, the old free pour.
Yeah, right. Here, I don't know. I've never tried it, but I've seen people being knocked back trying to buy a double something in a bar.
Oh, I think in New South Wales after a certain time, you can't just get a neat whiskey.
Yeah. Single malt with Coke or something you've got to have because you can't have it.
Yeah. I have a Lagavulin 16 with Pepsi Max. Thank
Jesus
you.
Christ. LA ice. Warm. He told the woman seated next to him that he was visiting an old girlfriend and that he was physically excited. Sounds sus too, doesn't it? When you say it to anyone, but to a strange woman, even more so.
Of course. You could just say, I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's the physically there that's really.
Let's get physical.
Can't tell a stranger you've got a stiffy. Yeah.
I know. Amazing. The woman put on headphones and tried to fall asleep, but Michael kept asking her questions. Didn't just let her put on the headphones and take the hint. She complained that he kept pestering her with personal questions and kept looking at her chest and legs as she was wearing a tank top and shorts. So for the uninitiated, tank top, that can be loose fitting or tight fitting, whereas a singlet is tight fitting only. I didn't know that.
Oh.
I thought tank tops were for kindy children and singlets were for adults.
I thought tank tops were the tight one and the singlet was the looser.
No.
The looser fit.
I mean, you can turn a singlet into a tank top by losing weight very quickly, such as contracting a terminal illness or going on a reality show and getting bullied into starving yourself. But no.
So you're telling me I've got a bunch of bintang tank tops? Just doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
You've got tank tops, buddy.
Fuck.
You're a tank top man. Michael asked, what sort of men do you like? Oh, she was married. What sort of relationship did she have with her husband? What was her deal? Pretty good. Pretty good. Audacious, isn't he? Tenacity pays off for some men. Don't take no for an answer. That's what you told me after you read that game book. Also spread your bets. The game. Is it the game or game?
The game. The game.
I can see it behind you there on the bookshelf. The game too.
I've got one that's been earmarked a bunch, and then I've got that signed framed one on the other wall there. You can...
Michael began to touch the woman seated on the other side of him. She was asleep and he touched her fingers. She awoke suddenly. She awoke suddenly and told him to back off. He apologised over and over while cornering her against the window. So I'm confused. Jeez. Then he touched her legs twice, prompting her to yell, "Stop touching me." She stood up and said, "If this man fucking touches me one more time, I'll fucking kill him." Children were nearby. "Keep it down, lady."
There would have, you know, there's someone on the flight going, "Well, no need for language."
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
There's definitely need for language. If there is ever, it's now.
Yeah.
She called a flight attendant and Michael was moved to the last row of the plane. Obviously, they were fearing for Michael's life. Give him a full row. A passenger at the back.
Or he's just hating being in that middle seat. He's gone, "I'd do anything to get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, he shouldn't be in a middle seat. Like, if there's a back row free, they should come and say, "Look, bloke between two women and you're sus. You're a nuggety little bald fella and you're talking all the time. Preempt it. And drinking. So put him up the back. Cage him." Passenger said he could barely talk and he's mumbling to himself. We all do a bit of that though, don't we, sometimes?
Me in traffic when my family's in the car.
Me when I'm fishing.
That's my time to go fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He cut me off. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. While sitting in the last row, he's reaching for people walking past. A bit like a monster in a House of Horrors carny attraction. Just trying to grab people when they're walking past. And then we did a special episode not long ago concerning the exact thing that happened next.
He's going to piss.
Yeah, bit of a turn.
Oh.
Unbuckled his seatbelt and started pissing on the seat in front of him, straight into the seat pocket, stayed sitting down.
Oh.
Like an animal.
So hold on, he pulled the pocket down.
No.
And from a seat.
Just aimed it, got a bit of an arc from where he was sitting into the seat pocket.
He's either sunk a lot of piss or, you know what, terrible human obviously, but good prostate. You've got to give him that. Got a fair bit of force.
He should still be able to get a bit of an arc going.
Yeah, of course, but I mean he's blind and sitting down.
Yeah, yeah. It's yet another reason never to ram your hands down in the bottom of the seat pocket looking for stuff you might have left in there. Usually harmless, chewy and banana peels and shit. Could be full of piss. Never know. It's probably why they got that netting now. Can't just pour liquids into it.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yuck.
The passenger seated across from him, in this order, took a photo of this, then screamed out, "He's fucking peeing, he's peeing, oh my God." She then called the flight attendants.
Now, to be fair, if she'd yelled first, he wouldn't have stopped pissing. So I think in that situation, it is wise to get the photo first.
Yeah. Depends what your motive is.
The motive's to have a photo of a bloke pissing on a plane.
Yeah, okay. But for profit, probably.
What, sell it? Sell the picture?
Why? Like, why wouldn't you just stop it? It's like anything. Take a fucking photo of it. Sort it out first. Not everything has to be photographed. She called one of the flight attendants. They told her to calm down. She was disgusted by the act, clearly, but ambition kicked in with the photo first, sell it to the news, get something out of the airline. I don't know. Me. Ka-ching opportunity in the US of A. That's my call. Then kicked off a bit, made a spectacle to make double sure she got rewarded. Dobbing equals profit. That's how it's been promoted.
I'm surprised you remember the first bit of what happened after being told calm down.
What do you mean? She should have just gone nuts.
Normally that's just a memory eraser and the memories are erased and replaced by rage.
Yeah. I don't like calm down, relax, no, don't panic.
No one does.
All of that. Opposite effect. Don't ever say it. Flight attendants moved Michael to the front of the plane.
Beautiful. He's done it.
Yeah.
Grubbed his way to the top.
It's all you have to do. Grub it up. Love it.
How'd you get in business class, mate? Oh, I signed up for this credit card deal. I had to spend $3,000 in the first 5 months and use the points to get business. Oh, yeah. What about you, champ? Yeah, my work has put me up here. Anything over 3 hours, company policy. What'd you do, mate? I touched a sleeping woman's hand and then ogled at another woman's tits and then pissed in a seat.
Yeah.
So we're all here equals enjoying.
Well, I mean, it's indicative of promoting people out of your way, isn't it? Like people get promoted because they're incompetent and people want them to get the fuck out of their department. So they promote them. Happens all the time.
Yep.
But that's why there's so much incompetence at the top of every industry. It's fucking unreal. The passenger who took the photos was upgraded to first class for the remainder of the flight. Not bad.
So with him?
Oh, I think he was up the front of economy or maybe business. Okay. She got put in first class. Well, there's only first and economy, isn't it?
Yeah.
He must have been up the front of economy or something, or in the jump seat. Not sure.
He's in bloody old economy X there, row three. Yeah. She's got to go ahead.
Well, quite galling for the women he groped as well, I think, for that woman to walk past and go, she's scored myself a first class seat. Should have videoed it, shouldn't you? Photos or it didn't happen. That's the policy.
And also, it's like, where's the there's no punishment there. The punishment should be, well, now you've pissed on your seat and the seat in front, sitting there.
Yeah, you stay there.
We'll tape you to it.
They probably sat someone else there.
Yeah.
upon landing, Michael was removed from the plane by the Charleston Aviation Authority Police Department.
Status arrested.
Pretty good. He appeared in court and was accused of interfering with flight crew members and obscene or indecent exposure of genitals. The photo I saw, it's blurred out, obviously, but she got a good shot.
Yeah.
The amateur photographer, otherwise known now as a photographer. He was released from custody on a $25,000 bond.
Oof.
On a condition that he's not allowed to have any alcohol. So does he have to put up $25,000?
I'm not sure. I know. I just think from movies. I just think about movies, and they've got the bond. What are they called? Like the
bondsman.
Yeah, bail bondsman.
Yeah. Do they put up the money or the guarantee of paying the money if the guy absconds?
Yeah. So it says a bail bondsman is a person who provides bail bonds for people charged with crimes and do not have the money necessary. The bail bondsman acts as a surety by providing money to the court for the person's bail, promising the defendant will appear in court. So I assume most people, if you put up your own bond and you turn up, you get all your money back, whereas here they must charge you something.
Yeah. It's like buying a loan, isn't it? You've got to go around, you know,
cut
a few toes to get the money from Fitness First.
Yeah. Bond agents generally charge a fee of 10% for a state charge and 15% for federal bail.
Right.
And in states such as Florida, it's a minimum of $100.
So as a perp, I could pay just 15% of my $25,000 to the bail bondsman. Yeah. And if something goes awry, he's got to pay the rest. If not, he just keeps it.
Well, do you know what happens afterwards when that happens?
Shoot you.
Well, no. If you just run off, if the defendant fails to appear in court, the bond agent is allowed by law to bring the defendant to the jurisdiction in order to recover the money paid out under the bond. Usually through the use of a bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah, the dog. Get the dog on it. Is that his name, the dog?
Dog. Dog the bounty hunter.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Bounty hunter's such a great concept and name for a job.
Bounty hunter. So good.
Michael, he was seen the next day in Charleston visiting tourist sites and putting photos of himself on the internet. Like it didn't happen. I'd say damage control. Let's just hope in your parents and relatives, they're so busy looking at Michael's trips to museums and shit, don't have time to look at the news, do they? Yeah. See Michael on there literally pissing in a seat. Not bad.
Some people can operate like that though.
Oh yeah,
they can just do that one day, and then the next day it's bloody, you know.
Oh, it's like the kind of science Shane works. Warne in a tabloid one night with two Sheilas in his stupid little Playboy bunny undies or something. Next day, 7 wickets. Yeah. Who cares?
It's incredible.
Yeah, psychopathic, but yeah, it's pretty good. The ambitious passenger.
Remember the Amazon Prime doco?
Oh, do
when
I?
When his missus and kids flew over to England to support him, and she lands and he's on the front of the paper cheating on her. He goes, I was so upset that she had to see that.
Yeah, wasn't great for Simone to see that first thing when she stepped off the plane. Whatever it is, it's not my fault. The passenger who took the photo had her baggage fees waived, so she must have had excess baggage. And it's one of those planes where you have to pay for a bag.
Just America.
Yeah. And she was given a $200 voucher. Hope she's happy.
Yeah, nice. Well, that's not bad.
Mm. Well, the news articles, they all published her photo, so hopefully she got something out of that as well.
Cash on cash on cash. No wonder they all get the camera out so quickly in those American. Yeah. They are. It's like people are on the fucking red carpet.
Yeah, got
just cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Women who got groped got nothing. Why should they? You know, they didn't get the cameras out in time. May as well have just not happened.
Well, there was some winners in the end, thank God.
Oh.
Always have your camera ready. And I was on a flight up to Sydney the other week and chatting to the lady next to me in the middle seat on Virgin, you can't use cash to pay for drinks.
Brilliant.
And she had cash. She goes, I've got my cash and my phone. And they said, no, we need a solid card. It's like, I'm just getting a Coke Zero. I was getting a wine, so I said, I'll get the Coke Zero too. So there's no, just relax. There's no need to kick off. Bro, I was just fucking around.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I was about to go off. And I was telling her about this podcast.
Oh, welcome to our newest listener, perhaps.
Yeah. We're in. That's how I'm doing it. One Coke Zero on Virgin Australia.
Well, I didn't nearly have a, it could have. I was on a flight from the Golden Coast to Canberra recently and I was in seat four, row four. And the ones, you know, in row three, you get heaps of leg room, but you're not allowed to have your bag in front of you. That's the only rule. Dickhead in front of me got a backpack, doesn't he? The woman said, no, you can't put that in front of you. He said, okay. So he shoved it under his seat where my legs go.
Yeah.
So I picked it up and said, oh, can I just, you know, can we put this up there? I'm going to need stuff out of that. So, well, when you want it, call me. I'll stand up, get it down for you just for takeoff. And he's shaking his head at me. He's like sunglasses on the head on a hat sort of guy. So
there you go. Mate, I can pass it down to you when you ask me politely or you can grab it whenever you like, but I would have squashed it with my feet.
I gave it a bit of a squash before I picked it up. Didn't hear anything snap. It's just like a race team jacket and a fucking Zoo magazine or something in there. No breakables.
Like, I told this passenger next to me that if she ever sees, she's like, I'll keep an eye out now. I fly a lot. I'll see if anything kicks off. And I said, camera out and landscape. That's all we need.
Yep. Don't fuck about. And turn on the sound for goodness sakes. And don't hide. Don't try to hide. No. Just get right in their face.
Yeah.
Closer the better.
Worst comes to worst, you get a payout.
Yeah.
You cop a strange elbow to the ear.
Oh, it'd be brilliant. One of my dreams, getting punched out by a celebrity or something, getting knocked out by a millionaire. Oh. I buy a new tooth with my fresh $1 million, no problem.
Yeah, I ask you, mate, which tooth did you lose? You go, what do you reckon? And you smile and I just see one gold tooth with a diamond in it. Yeah. I think I know the one. I've clocked it. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thank you so much for listening. Perth, remember, we are coming to you May 13. So if you want to check us out, get to midflightbrawl.com. There'll be barely any tickets left by now. So hope you get the last ones. We'll see you there in May. It's the same day Heggie has his new tour show, Grot, at the Astor Theatre.
Yes. All right, mate. Cop you later.
No worries. We'll see you next week. Thanks to all the Patreon subscribers. for keeping the lights on here at MFB HQ. Hope you're enjoying the land, Larrikins. We'll see you next time.
See ya. Good.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.